One More Turn, Episode 1013, Recalibration.
What's your take on this Dominic person?
He's hell-bent on bringing down a number of people in this town that we know, or at least know of. One of them is my niece, who also happens to be your daughter.
Well, what is your thinking on what Reese plans for his offer?
Smells like fertile soil for building a large podcast audience and advertising revenue.
You mean that same smell that makes it unpleasant for parenting?
The one and the same. Have you told Gary? He is Bella's father.
He's the one who told me it was my turn to parent, and he was right. Besides, he and Bella aren't exactly on speaking terms anymore. Still, I know you didn't tell him.
I appreciate you not insulting either of our intelligences by asking.
Garibaldi's what, 9 now? What's your secret to still being in his life?
For one thing, he hasn't gotten his own electronic device yet. And for another, or his own car.
He's too young for his own car. Anything else?
He hasn't made it to high school yet. Or puberty.
How is it that you and your wife have kept your relationship going strong over all these years?
Open. We swing. Helps keep things spontaneous, not routine. It's how I'm with you, too.
Then I'm reading you correctly as in favor of the three of us working together with Dominic?
Like a book?
Max, there you are. Belle and I were just talking about you, but then Avery called her into her room. Were your ears burning?
Not since Mora and Nax thought they should glue gun my earmuffs to my head to keep them from falling off. Though, to be precise, that was just the one ear. Left, I think.
If you were anybody else, I wouldn't believe a word of that.
Thank you.
Your brothers are in the waiting room, or at least were, not too long ago. Are they as crazy as you?
Calling someone crazy is not an acceptable label anymore, Hudson.
Fortunately, calling you laser nitwit as a label was never unacceptable.
I'm here because Nora drove Avery to the hospital, and she asked me to stay until Avery was ready for her to leave. Since you're here as well, I have a morally ambiguous question to ask you. On account of your experience with moral ambiguity.
That just might be the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
They both want to team up with me on my gaming channel, but not together. One wants me to keep Carson as my manager, but the other wants us to manage ourselves and let Carson go. What do you think I should do?
If I were you, I'd ask both of my brothers and Carson to join my channel as fellow gamers, and you can all manage yourselves.
How oddly egalitarian of, and pragmatic, a suggestion from you.
I'd wait and measure which one of them received the most likes by my audience, then dump the other two. Your channel is a business, not a commune. Partner with the best. But since I'm not you, I think you should do something else.
Which is?
Forget working with either of your brothers. You're doing fine on your own. But dump Carson all the same. He's not been treating Bella well, and I'm about to press assault charges against him for an incident at what happened was then her and Gary's place of business 9 seasons ago. Will you support this effort by acceding to my suggestion?
You had me at Carson not treating Bella right.
Did you see him? Meet him?
Yes. I told him that I loved him and that I would find him a loving home.
On the drive here, you somehow managed to explain to me why Hudson isn't here?
Managed?
You were very much in labor at that point. By the time you finished making me aware of Dominic and why he wasn't here, you had to save your strength to give birth. You didn't get to why Bella isn't here.
I wasn't going to say anything about her.
I was going to ask. Consider this my asking.
When I didn't have an answer about who to name in updating the adoption paperwork, she told me she needed to pay her father a visit.
Visit Gary? Now? Okay, then technically, but effectively now. Odd.
He is her father, after all.
but I heard he moved somewhere between here and the West Coast. That's no short trip.
You can help me with updating the paperwork.
Well, if you have a copy of it with you, if it doesn't need to be done by a lawyer, and you know now who to name in it instead...
Yes to the first point, and it does not to the second. Now, Hudson.
Who has agreed to adopt your child?
Oh, I had hoped Max would be here so I could ask you both, but I'll start with you. Will you?
Protect him from Hudson, Reese, and the rest of that lot? Absolutely.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Evelyn voiced by Hannah Codex. Garrison voiced by Steve Warning You Two Warner. Hudson voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Max voiced by Dark Cloud. Nora voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Avery voiced by Jennifer Lund. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. One More Turn, Season 10. OneMoreTurn.net.